Hey, everybody, in this episode of the Riverdale After Show, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 13, The Telltale Heart. Everything we discuss in here is under the Amuerta, so remember that. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ah, look at that. As always, thank you to Sam for the music sampling for this episode of the Riverdale After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV, breaking down every single episode of Riverdale Wednesday nights on the CW. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoatJackie.
Are you amped, Frank?
I'm amped, but I'm going to be a controlled amp because it's just, you know, I can't be a runaway amped train. I'm stepping in, you know, to the huge shoes of Ben Bateman. And, you know, he runs
Are
a
they
tight
huge?
Ship.
They're huge.
Come on, they're, you see huge them. They're huge. They're handsome. Oh my goodness, yes. So I will do my barest minimum to try to hold on, but I can't beat that bait.
Hey guys, Shay Jones here. I'm glad to be back. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and the lovely lady to my left.
Hey guys, you can find me, Sam Davidson. Can you hear me? Okay, cool. I can't really hear myself. SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and I am in the chat with you guys. We'll give you guys as many shout-outs. This episode was insane, so we're going to be hearing a lot of theories from you guys tonight, so keep them coming.
Yes, and me, I am Shauna O. You can catch me on all social media at GShauna O. And I just want to say, welcome to the family, After Buzzers.
Woo! Oh, look at that! And I love rocking the pussycat ears. Very
yes.
Nice.
Meow. I just met her tonight, and I was like, oh, dear God, I wanted to buy those so many times at Forever 21, and
we
you
can
beat
totally
me
switch.
To it.
Like, you can get the ears, and I'll get the coat.
I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now. I'm ready.
I want the jacket so hard.
Yes.
I'm wearing, you know, my animal print, Veronica-esque, so she's
it's
kind
a
of
mood,
a
you guys. It's a vibe.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'm Betty tonight. My hair's in a ponytail. I'm wearing a long-sleeve shirt.
You are Betty tonight.
Yep.
Very true. And so I think tonight...
I'm just pop.
Popping. Oh, you know what? It doesn't take much to be a pop in this one.
That's
Everyone
right.
wants to be Papa.
There you go.
Okay.
So, folks, you can like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're there, give it a thumbs up. And as always, as Sam mentioned, the chat is up and running, so feel free to share your thoughts, theories, speculation. We want to hear it all. And if you're watching after this is stream live, feel free to comment down below as well. But let's just jump right into it. Of course, we left last episode with, you know, the inconvenience of coming home and finding a dead body in your living room.
Oy, oy, oy. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Oh, we've all been there, right?
And yeah.
I mean, guys,
I
you
mean,
know.
Once or twice.
I said to him, I wrote in my notes, I was like, okay, this is what's going to push Betty to the crazy edge. She's just over it. We're talking dark Betty. She's gone. She is in a dark hole right now after this killing.
I feel like Dark Betty needs to, like, take over from the inside. Pull good Betty out and say, snap out of it, chica. We've killed before. Okay, maybe they haven't killed before, but...
I think you might be right. I don't know.
I love Dark
think about
Betty.
The comics.
That promo gave me life, legit. Like, even if, like, she saw me, I was just like, yes! Dark Betty is back in an infect, and I cannot wait for the black wig. Because Dark Betty gives me life, and she's my spirit animal.
Mm-hmm. That is terrifying, almost. Shay. I love you, but that is alarming.
I am not as crazy.
I hope so.
But I love Dark Betty. I just love what she represents. And because I think this is my thing. I think everybody has a little crazy in them. It's just that some people go more to extreme than others. And for the reason I love they named it the Telltale Heart is because of the whole purpose and the story behind it. The whole point is it's your conscience.
Is that an Edgar Allan Poe? Is that that's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's a short story that he did, and seriously, that's why I love it. It's because your conscience, like, it's the conscience. There's a part of you that says, "Don't do something," even though you probably do it anyway. But like, it gives you just that warning signal before you actually do what you're like going to do. And even though you think you're fine committing murder, your conscience is the beating heart underneath the floorboard that nobody else can hear but you.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you what you did is wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, until you go insane from that one voice.
What about you, Frank?
I know, and there was a Q&A afterwards with the executive producer for the show, and mentioning how everything seems to be dumping on Betty. One, because she's a great actress, she can handle the material, but also it's fun playing that the girl next door and just seeing what you can do with that kind of archetype. So they did say she's going to embrace the darkness, but there's going to be some light stuff coming Betty's way too. So,
well, as far as Lily Reinhart is concerned, I mean, she has just continued to get better and better. And this episode, I'm like, holy crap, she is an amazing actress. She like, she'll walk through a doorway and you know exactly what she's feeling, what she's thinking, and you're on edge. And I feel like I've seen her grow a lot through the beginning of the show.
Well, I think the one thing we should talk about is Chick. Because, yeah. I mean, we're going to find more out about Chick as the season goes on. But so far at this point, I mean, especially this episode, he just really kept it in. I mean, he's just whimpering, he's cowering, he's crying. He's not doing a lot of talking, and even at the end, we're just seeing him slice off that picture of Hal. But where do you think Chick's head's right now?
He's crazy as fuck. I had to say, no offense, but no.
Language, no. Timothy!
Oh, no, but I'm so sorry. No, seriously. Because you can see why he's doing it. Like, he wants to, like, make it seem like he's the weak one. Dude is not weak! Like, he's not.
He's manipulating the situation.
He's so manipulating the situation in a way, like, all he wants is, you know, Betty and the mom, obviously Hal's like, he sees what the hell's going on, and he's just like, you know what? I'm not for you, son. I might have made you, but I'm not for you. And Betty's slowly starting to see that too, but she's also like, I'm just gonna do what's right for my mom. Mm. But dude is crazy, and he gonna finna murder some more. That's my prediction. I'm saying it early, but some murder's about to happen real quick, and I'm super excited.
Murder has already happened.
I mean, like, more murders. Like, he's gonna commit other murders.
Can I tell you guys a really fun fact that I just learned
about
the actor that plays Chick? So, my little cousin is in a band, and she opened for Selena Gomez, and they're very, I don't know, they live in some house in Venice, and they're freaking friends with, like, every CW actor. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm dying inside just telling these stories. I'm like, cool.
Oh, right.
So cool.
Thanks for the invite.
But, so, the guy that plays Chick was, you know, came out here, and he was the final rounds for the Stranger Things second season, the villain. Have you guys seen Stranger Things season two? No?
I haven't seen season
two. Wow. Okay, so there's a guy, I'm sure a bunch of you guys have, there's a guy that looks a lot like Zac Efron in season two, and he plays a villain, and this guy Chick was supposed to get that part, up for it. He didn't, and was about to move home, mm-hmm. and then he got Riverdale. Mm. And now he's here. He's living it up. But if you guys have seen Stranger Things, it's like a really cool freaking thing could have possibly done. But doing Riverdale is almost just as cool, if not cooler, I will say.
I mean, I think he's where he belongs because he has me hating him, annoyed by him. This episode, he was way too quiet. So I feel like he is playing that role to a T.
Yeah, but I do like what Alice says when Betty Lee wants to call the cops. She says, no, they'll take him away from me, and I don't want to have him taken away from me again. So it's I can definitely fear. See where Alice is.
And sorry, chat is reminding me, he was the Red Power Ranger in the Power Rangers movie, of course.
Power Ranger.
Yes. The actor that I'm speaking about. Everyone is, like, correcting me in the chat.
No, yeah, he's showing his range totally, because in one, Power Rangers, he's all powerful, and he's this, like, fighter.
So
and
then Austin, in this one,
he's
Saint
cowering
John?
Completely.
Somebody say yes or no to me for that one? Austin St. John, right? Power Rangers. I'm sorry, I'm Power Ranger fanatic.
In like from the old school Power Rangers.
Like I'm talking about old. So okay.
No. We're talking about like the movie.
Oh, the new movie. That was my question.
Yeah, the movie.
Okay, cool. I'm good. I'm ready for MorphCon though.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, look it up. I mean, I'm so shocked you guys haven't seen Stranger Things, and I hate your guts. I'm just kidding.
Aww. There's so much to watch.
I love you.
We're trying to catch up.
Just lie, okay?
So with
yes, we watched it.
It's only the way that they're kind of ramping it up. I think if you'd seen from other types of characters that have come into a series like this, that they're going to run hot, they're going to run fast, and they're not going to be around for very long. Do you see that happening with Chick, or do you see this as a character you could see coming into season three?
I think he's going to... We'll see him to the end of the season. I'm not sure he'll make it to season three, but we'll definitely... He'll ride this carpet to the end of his last leg.
I mean, I agree, because at first I thought it was going really fast. I was like, okay, I was agreeing with Aaliyah in the chat a lot. She always says, I don't think that Chick is going to make it. And I was agreeing with everyone in the chat. Like, we have all these long conversations. But it's starting to slow down. Like, he's starting to be a little more quiet. Now he's hiding. Now he's plotting. I think what he's doing by being quiet is, like, going inside of himself and coming up with a plan. And I think he's formulated it already. Like, I literally wrote down, I won't tell you guys my predictions, but I wrote down how I didn't like that he was hiding, I didn't like that he was cowering, and the Cooper women are having to just do everything. And, yeah, he's definitely got a vendetta against Hal. Hal is not his daddy. FP is. Let's just be realistic.
Yeah.
So, totally agree with that one, though.
Yeah. Well, he's a scorpion.
I also think, though, that, you know, the thing, we spoke about it, I think, I was gone last week. I'm sorry, you guys. Two weeks ago, we were talking about how Hiram, if he was possibly that kind of character, that was going to be in and out this season. I think Hiram is a staple. Chick is maybe going to die or come back randomly, but I think that it will be this season's kind of like closure situation.
Or be the Black Hood, one or the other.
Well, he definitely has to do with him, and I've said that from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
He's I'm just definitely too getting like Chick's like the good son, the movie with Macaulay Culkin. I probably just show my age, I really don't care. But for real, like. Am I the one getting those vibes from him, though?
I mean, I'm older than you, and I never saw that movie.
Me either.
Everybody needs to go see The Good Son, like, before Macaulay Culkin got crazy.
Throwing shit on us about Stranger Things.
You're right.
The Good Son, okay, so The Good Son is where a nephew or something comes to live with Macaulay Culkin.
Elijah Wood.
And...
You saw it.
It's so good, though. Like, he's crazy. In the skating rink, he drowns a little girl. Like the cousin or the sister or something.
Oh, so like an omen type of like family member killing type of thing. So you feel like Chick might be... Do you guys think Chick is the one... In the chat, tell me. Do you guys think Chick is the one who did it, or do you guys think Alice is the one who did it? Because I think Alice did it. She totally wants to protect her son, and then here comes Betty trying to protect her mother.
I think Chick manipulated her to do it and knew exactly what he was doing, and she killed him, and this is not her first killing.
And somebody in the chat said the same thing. I forgot who it was.
Last time Ben said it had to be a candelabra or... like a fire stick or something like that.
But that looks like it was a lamp, because I know Hal mentioned that the lamp is missing.
Oh, yeah.
But when Betty does ask if it was self-defense, Alice does not say anything.
She doesn't.
She doesn't incriminate
Chick, but she does not incriminate herself.
Yes.
You're right. It probably was Chick, now that I think about it, that did it. Man. I don't know.
I love the way they have me guessing.
But the thing is, there's
so
much blood. So my question is,
Was it multiple?
Like, how many whacks did you take to this guy's... Sorry, to take this guy's head for that much blood to come out? Like, one whack, you should be good.
He wasn't dismembered or anything. Like, his face was good when I saw...
Those head wounds, man, they can bleed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's back of the head, guys.
But, like, even all around... Like, it was around his lower body, too. It wasn't just even the upper body. It was the lower body, too, because she was all around
it
his...
It could have
like,
dribbled, think, you yeah, know, it dribbles. So, let's see. We have Bethany A. in the chat. She says, Chick, Alice was all weird about it. Totally true. But Alice is weird about everything. Everything.
Very true. I mean, she has a nice little place on Force that she likes to hide and also put her dead bodies.
secret place.
Yes.
In a...
My secret tunnel.
That's so stupid.
Which Hal probably knows about because that's her, you know, her hubby.
But Betty does go back the other day under the...
The other day?
The next day.
I was texting with the Betty and she went back to the tunnel and I was like, don't do it. And she was like, I'm going to go back.
So she, I mean, clearly she just wants to see what the deal is with the body, but she also finds that the cell phone is ringing.
Yes.
So grabs that and starts going down the rabbit hole about the cell phone, all the contacts, all the messages, then starts calling people back. That's the part where I feel like, Betty, I understand we're covering your bases, but actively calling back people and trying to get a conversation? I don't know.
Well, that's where, I mean, that's where her 16-year-old Ness comes into play. It's like, hi, is this Betty? No, you gonna know.
I found this in the parking lot. The lady's like, cup the crap. But I just want to tell you guys before we move on really quick, I literally wrote down crime rules 101. And don't ask me how I got these crime rules. I think it's from a collective watching many different Law and Order.
Whatever you say.
Got it,
but one, do not return to the scene of the crime.
Yes.
That is a rule, guys. It's real. Two, do not touch the body. No, not for touching. You've already cleaned it up. You did your thing. You even cleaned an apple, girl.
Yeah.
Okay? Three, do not remove any property or incriminating evidence from the body. Those are my three rules. And you're tripping. You just went and did all of them. And then you took the phone away and put your voice on that wife, that angry wife is going to find you.
I agree with everything you just said, but also, why would you bring it home? Like, I don't care if you turn off the GPS. Don't bring a phone that was recently turned on GPS that can lead back to you. Right there, that's amateur hour itself. I'm sorry.
But I also think that the criminals involved in this entire situation were amateur, not very smart criminals, and I think Betty is smarter than them. So Pauline Mark in the chat said, Chick made Alice murder the guy to hold as blackmail over her. Ooh. So she will never send him away.
Oh, wow.
That interesting. That is a very powerful motive. Mm.
But you know what? Honestly, her guilt is already doing that. He didn't need to go that far.
And I don't think Alice would be
that easily manipulated.
No.
I mean, she is being manipulated, but just not in the situation where it causes to kill somebody. I really feel like she's doing... I feel like this is her way of covering it up in a way to absolve herself of her... part of her guilt for sending him away when he was born. It's not right. It's not... Well, it's not... It's wrong, but it's not also not right.
The nice thing about this, though, is that usually some... This lasts a couple episodes. Betty hiding a secret. She's, you know, it's eating it away. She can't tell anybody. But not this time. She goes right to Jughead and brings him in on the circle, and that, which leads into FP getting involved.
How'd you guys like
Betty reaching out to Jughead sooner rather than later?
Great.
I agreed, and let me tell you, I think that she was not going to do it. I think that Betty was going to try to handle this alone. She's so, like, a protective little girl. Like, she's just like, I love him. So, but you know what did it? Jughead called her and was like, hey, I just wanted to tell you I love you. I love the juxtaposition right there, because she was totally freaking out, seeing all this blood and going through all of this, and then he calls her with this sweet, tender moment, and she totally blew him off, but later you see that it did kind of get her to trust him a little more. Like, you know what? I do have a support system here in my man.
I mean, Buckhead, maybe
I'm feeling it right now.
That's what happened back in the day with Alice and FP.
Right, because their chemistry is strong.
We're seeing possibly a mirror between them. And I mean, at first, when she wasn't telling Jughead, I was thinking, oh God, how many episodes do we have to get through till you tell him that you helped murder? I can't do this anymore. Right. Just tell him. You're going to tell him. And you're going to tell Archie, too. And then Veronica is going to know.
You already slept with him, so you might as well just reveal everything.
Reveal it.
So I am very happy the writers gave us this, and that they don't need to take time to reveal the killing to each other.
Well, I feel like they've had, you know, it's only our second season, but I feel like that is enough body of evidence between their lives, showing, like, if we keep things away from each other, it always just ends up going worse.
Right.
Yeah. So let's just change that. All right, let's break the cycle. Let's just get everybody in on the get-go and see what we can do this time.
I kept seeing them as one big happy family of serpents. I'm just like, they're all serpents. They're all, but it's kind of weird, because it's like, that means that Betty and Jughead would be kind of brother and sister if Alice and FP get together, but I'm still here for it.
Well, technically,
do not judge me, chat. Okay, I love y'all.
Okay, so I've thought about that. So technically, even if they do get married, it's only married by law. So technically, as long as nobody adopts the other person, it's not incestual.
Well,
don't
guys,
ask me why I looked that up, but I wanted clarification.
Gossip Girl. I know there's Gossip Girl fans out there, okay? So, you know, I'm not going to give a spoiler alert, but the end couple is essentially the same positions as Jughead and Betty.
Okay. Someone says they can go on double dates.
Yes.
mommy, daddy, though. Double dates. Yeah.
So there was a lot of speculation about how Alice and FP were going to get back in each other's orbits after the beginning of the season, when they kind of had that connection. And thought maybe it had been finding out the secrets about Hal, sleeping with Penelope. But turns out, no, it's a dead body. Brings everybody closer together. So we see that little handhold in the Pop's Diner right there.
I saw it. I felt it.
So
I vibed with it.
Wait.
We have to do it right.
That's right.
You guys...
Okay, I literally, those last few minutes, you guys, I was alone watching this episode, and I was like, like that's what I did. I'm so sorry for the listeners there, but super excited about it. It's one of those storylines we predicted happening and didn't happen for a while, so we all were like, okay, I guess we were wrong. And, you know, it creeped back up in there.
I think the writers knew we wanted it, but they were going to make us work for it, which we worked for it by tweeting our butts off and being into the show. So thank you, all of our Riverdale fans and the ones who, of course, who watch us here.
And I love the fact that, you know, FP's like, we take care of our own. Like, even though you kind of denounced us, like, I still watch out for you. I still care about you, no matter all the bad blood that's been between us. All the years, like right now, it's gone, it's wiped away, past is the past. I love that. That was really sweet.
Well, I mean, I think that Chick is FP's son, for sure. And I just don't know if Chick, or I'm sorry, if FP knows.
I don't think FP does.
FP doesn't know, but he's still being this great. Even though, I mean, I guess being great, hiding a body for someone, in context.
It's like, you know, like husband material, hashtag right. husband material, hiding a body.
Yeah. I mean, and
they
covering it up for
put
you.
Put that on Tinder, you know? I'll hide a body for you.
Well, as we wrap up this storyline, I'll ask two questions. FP says, well, we got to close the circle now. So do you think the circle's closed? What do you think is going to be the weak point of the circle? And when will Alice tell FP, hey, guess what? Chick's your boy.
Okay, I already know what the weak point is. I can tell you that right now.
All
right. Guess who it is? Betty. Our good old baby Juggy.
Oh, Betty.
He has a fire inside of him that will not allow him to shut his little butt up. Okay, every article is not a good article, baby boy. I appreciate you. I know you're a good journalist. I know you have a newspaper, but you got to keep this one down low. Get your rent paid and just stop it. I think that he's going to go outside, write that article, and then just kind of like open the doors up for people to start following you and looking into your business.
I think Dark Betty is going to be the one to kind of come out with it. You know, she puts a wig on. She doesn't know what's happening.
Like, really?
She could do anything. But I do think there will be a moment, you know, where FP sees those really sexy squinty eyes in Chick, and they look at those squinty eyes together, and they go, oh, we're related.
The connection. I don't think it'll be that, like, cool and romantic.
They're like, and it's like, oh, wow. Yeah, we get it. We're sexy. We're related. Yeah.
I think he's going to be freaked out. If FP notices it, he's going to be like, okay, I'm going to have to distance myself from Alice for a little bit while I think about this.
I agree about Betty or Dark Betty because, yes, I feel like she's the weak link because, like, she still doesn't know how to deal with her anger and temper issues in a healthy way yet, so that also could be her downfall. For how FP is going to react, he is going to flip out. Like, his head is going to explode, and he's going to, I feel like he's going to, like, all the bad blood that we just put aside is now going to be like, you kept a son for me. Wow. For however long Chick is right now, because I don't know how old he is right now, but no. Mm. Like, he will not have it.
I mean, he's not that scary to me. He doesn't really, like, run the serpents in a very scary way, so I'm not afraid of him.
I just see his scream. He killed a lot of people.
What do you
think? He'd be hiding bodies, but he's not that scary.
He's still sexy, though.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if I could see Jughead being the weak link. Only because he knows talking is going to screw Betty over. So yeah. I feel like that's going to keep him. I could see Betty, this episode, the way she was just kind of, I feel like she's not going to be able to completely keep her inquisitiveness to
because
herself.
Because she's schizophrenic now.
Yeah, I'm... she's going to keep poking and poking and poking, and something's going to, dam's going to burst somehow. But speaking of Jughead, we got a little bit this episode where, again, I remind everybody, he writes for a high school newspaper.
Right.
And right now, we don't even know if he's back from suspension yet.
But it's the best newspaper in town.
Right. I know.
Or Alice used to write for them.
Oh, man.
But people are all over it, though. Like, real, like, adults are like, you get that article down.
They're
now.
The Huff Post of Riverdale.
So, we've got Jughead wanting to go to Mayor McCoy, thinking he's figuring out what's going on with the Sodale project. All these pieces of real estate are being bought up by the lodges. What's the deal? Are you getting paid off? I'm going to have to write an article about this. Hiram finds out about it as well. So when Veronica tries to broker peace between FP and Jughead and Hiram, Hiram, of course, says, hey, I'll pay everybody's back rent. Just why don't you keep my name out of this article you're writing?
And then he goes, for nothing, nothing at all.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but one thing.
He's like, we'll see you in the funnies. I was like, yes, FP, be there for your son.
Yes. Well, like, I loved the funnies reference. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I thought that was cute.
Gotta give a good comic book
reference.
Reference to that. Because Archie comics, the funnies, in the newspapers back in the day. That's what they called them.
I felt it. It gave me a little twinge of a vibe. I was like, okay, that's a comic book little thing. I like it.
Well, we see this episode, a quick exit stage left for Mayor McCoy. She's gonna exit as mayor. She'll still be around as a lawyer, but she's exiting as mayor.
But did you guys see how Veronica pulled that chess move, though? She pulled, and the way that she had already, like, she came to her father with this sincere pain and just worry that he was this killer. And then he's like, no, I did not. And then she hit him back with the same words.
No. Well, that's what happened, because she knew he was lying, and he knew she was lying, too.
But neither's going to confront each other, because you both got what you wanted out of the situation.
But how does she know how to be like that? This is a high school student.
Her
she is a
her parents
a beast.
like, she learned, first of all, she learned from her dad a little bit, but, like, she got a real nice tutoring from her mom while he was in jail. Like, she got it. I just love the whole smile, the look. She's like, no, I did not. And then she kind of blinked and was, like, real slow. Just like, yes, Veronica, give me life.
Let's talk about Hiram for a second. Do you think he is incapable of being completely honest with Veronica? Is it impossible for him?
I think that we were introduced to Veronica with Hermione, their mother and daughter, and very similar. But I think what we're learning now is that Veronica is probably more similar to Hiram than she is with Hermione. And we're starting to see those similarities in this episode with their lies and with their games with each other. I mean, we'll get into the other stuff later, but my God.
Because, I mean, if you look at it one way, I mean, I guess that they're 16 years old. I mean, even if you are leading a Godfather-esque lifestyle, is that something you really want to share with a 16-year-old? Or do you? And she's like, I'm not going to keep any secrets. This is our life.
She was a mob wife in a past life.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you said to ask you anything, but you still lied. So that lets me know, like, she has a sixth sense when somebody's lying to her. Like, she can tell, you know, she'll like, okay, we hugged it out, we're good, but I'm not stupid. I am your daughter. Like, let it be known, I am a lodge at the end of the day. Like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah. I also think that their family is probably a family of lies. Like, that could be the spinoff family of lies. Like, hey, what time did you go to sleep last night? 10 p.m. for.
Right. Like, you know. For no reason.
It's like, do you have a boyfriend? Never. No. I'm engaged. Like, it's, they have this thing going on, and it's almost as though they're communicating to each other.
In lies.
In lies. And they, in their eyes also. And they know when they look each other in the eyes, and they kind of, like, smile. And it's creepy. And it's, they know that they don't mean what they say. That's, I don't know.
I think that they are trying to represent, by having them act like this or writing it this way, I think they're trying to represent the emptiness of that power, of just being the most powerful family and having to just grow up really fast. You get that isolation and that loneliness where it's not even real. Well, you guys have an emotional wall.
I want to put you three in the lodge's shoes right now.
Okay.
You're
Veronica.
There you go. I'm Veronica.
You're Hiram or Hermione?
Hermione.
Yes, so you're one of those two. I want you to explain to me what you think Operation Guess Who's Coming to Dinner is. How does that play out?
It's Hermione, and she's coming out with her balls swinging. And
balls swinging? I was about to say paws out, but she said balls swinging, okay?
Her balls are swinging. I mean, listen, we always thought it was Hiram.
That's true. She's the big boss.
Bit new. It's Hermione. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I got to give a shout-out to Mr. Ben Bateman.
Yeah.
We had her in last season, and was it the finale we had her in? Or no, we had Jason Blossom in the finale.
She had her the week or two before the finale.
And we said that we think this is all Hermione's game, and, you know, she's running everything. But when the season started, it took too long. They threw us off her scent. Is what happened.
I was certainly thrown off.
There's a lot of characters and a lot of story to get through, so I can understand why some kind of go on the shelf for a little bit and then eventually get cycled back around. But certainly, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was especially how they were going to handle Mayor McCoy.
Oh, I have my theory on that.
I'll lay it down.
This is what I think would have happened. So Mayor McCoy would have showed up to dinner. Sheriff Keller would have been there. And I'm picturing, like, little platters. And she's like, these are your options you're going to be taking and choosing from tonight. You can have this option where you get to keep your job. This option where your husband finds out you're having an affair.
Whoa.
Like, and this is your option, or you just bow gracefully and take your whooping like a woman. Like, that's how I imagine it. Like, if there was, like, a grand scheme of who's coming to dinner, I feel like it would have played out like that.
Yeah. All right. I would have figured they would have just invited Sidney Poitier over, and they would have just watched the movie.
Oh, my God.
They were like, Sidney Poitier's here.
Now, Jason Blossom would have come and been like, look what you did to me. He's just, like, dead in the water.
Or it would have been Josie, like, Mom, so what's your decision?
Yeah, she's like, I know everything. This is one of my biggest issues with last season and this season. They give us Josie, the Pussycats, the music, and then they just take it away for, like, six episodes at a time.
They want us to want them. That they need us to need them.
Oh, God.
Really? Yeah. Look at that. Yes, Cheap Chick references and 10 Things I Hate About You, but still.
Well, let me give you guys, first of all, I just want to say kudos. I felt you on that Sydney Poitier, and yes. Then also Ashton Kutcher did like a remake. I thought it was so funny that they chose the Black mayor to talk about Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, huh? Mm-hmm. Which, of all people. But no, I think that she was going to get there, and it was going to be straight up Godfather style mobster, you know, Hiram at the head of the table for fate, because I really think he's under Hermione's thumb. He's just like a pawn. Because like when he was in jail, she was writing him letters saying, baby, you're not in charge anymore. So I think I think she would have been on the side pretending to be the woman on the side. And then Veronica would have been doing all the talking, and she would have just gotten it done. She's a beast. That girl knows what to do.
Yeah, and Aaliyah, I always call you different things, Jordan from the chat, says it took too long to reveal that about Hermione. Right. But I think that is probably what the writers were going for, so we kind of forgot about it. Because we were all on Hiram's ass. I mean,
yes. Yeah, let me just say that the writer of this show says that he had no idea it was going to be like this. He's like, I did not know that it was going to be like this sleuth, detective, killing, murder. Like, I thought it was going to be like, Archie wants to get the band together. Those are his exact quotes.
Wait, Writer Ross? That one?
His name is...
It's a W.
It starts with an A. Where is it?
Somewhere. But there's a bunch of them.
Well, of course, I can't think of it right
there's,
now.
There's, I mean, there's the writer also that Roberto. Created the comics. Yes.
Roberto Aguirre Sicaras?
Yes.
Okay, so good. Mm-hmm. He's the one who tweeted that.
Can we talk?
Well, what I think was interesting is, I think what differentiates Veronica from Hermione and Hiram is when she comes in as the mayor's doing her, her farewell speech that she's leaving office, that she said, well, Operation Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, that would have been cruel.
Yeah.
So I feel like Betty or Veronica can get like the same thing done, but in a much kinder, gentler way without leaving too many broken hearts or hurt feelings on the floor.
Yeah, she's trying to redeem herself from that life. She's not trying to be dark Veronica. She wants to be a duel.
But little does she know. I mean, she's so afraid she's going to become her father, I think. And she's always been closer with her mother. And what's happening is that she is becoming her mother. I mean, she is helping lead these meetings, even though she's a high schooler. She went into Mary McCoy's office. Yes. And, I mean...
Behind her parents' back.
Behind her parents' back, which I think they knew she was going to do. Part of me...
I don't know. They look surprised to me.
I don't know. But part of me thought maybe at least Hiram thought she was going to do that. Because Hiram, perhaps, is the one that knows how to do the right thing. And not Hermione, which is the opposite of what we're supposed to think. Well, not do the right thing, but maybe make this better than it... I mean, by telling the mayor that she was about to be outed for her affair before she was, that is a better thing to do.
Right. It killed two birds with one stone because she, like, totally resigned, and then they got what they wanted. They didn't have to tell about the Southside High.
Exactly. Let's see. Kyra in the chat says, I feel like everyone is too hard on Veronica. She was shutting down the scandal because the two people cheating are her friend's parents. Aww. That is true.
Okay, Kyra, we love your heart. Sweetie?
No. I think it's funny because when Archie was confessing to Hiram about Agent Adams, and then he actually said his name, and it was like Arthur Adams. I'm like, why is this fake as hell?
Why does it sound familiar?
No, that too, but it was just like fake, like A.A. Archie Andrews.
I mean,
Arthur Adams. Like, really? You couldn't have figured that out, boy?
It screamed fake to me from the beginning. Right? I've been saying he was fake since literally you guys have met me.
So since he said that, I was like, I underscrolled the AA, and I'm just like, you didn't think that like the dude would have like the same initials as you, will somehow be a real agent? You didn't want to call the FBI agency just to make sure this
was
real?
I think he was afraid. I think he was totally shaking in his boots. Like, he didn't think about it.
Here's my phone. I want some of you agent. I will check you out on the internet under the directory
of
the FBI. Well,
you guys, we discussed this. Mm-hmm. Archie's a little bit, he doesn't really, I don't want to say stupid, but...
He's more emotional reactor than an illogical reactor. I'll give him that.
People literally, they could look Archie Andrews up on his Facebook profile and be like, oh, he likes music, football, and has a sensitivity to things about his mother. Like, they could find that in a second and then go over to him and talk to him, and he will melt like butter. It's terrible.
But he clearly has a dark side because he's over here working for the mob family. Like she said, welcome to the family.
True. Well, I mean, given the way that he felt after Fred was shot at the beginning of the season, that's a very powerless moment for Archie. So to be able to see how people like the Lodges take care of business, like they don't let power get away from them. So I can see why, like, he could be at least right now being tempted.
I just gotta give a shout out to Kelly Jones in the chat. It's well established fact that Archie Andrews is a thundering dumbass.
Archie would be the guy that gets catfished, right? Yeah. I've been in a relationship with this person for 3 years. Trust me. And then find out it's like a totally different person. Oh, poor Archie. Yeah, we love him,
Arthur
though.
Arthur Adams was just really fake to me. So I was just like,
But we never heard that name until tonight.
Oh, really? Okay, well then.
No, we've heard it a few
times. Have we?
Ever since he first came on. Special Agent Arthur Adams. So
that really did it made me think he was like, first of all, I thought the name was real. I guess I'm just crazy too, but I thought the name was real because the way he said I grew up here in Riverdale, I was like, oh, vendetta.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a personal vendetta against Hiram and you're just trying to like get under. I thought he was a real FBI agent on a different mission.
Well, we've had a lot of speculation since he came on. Where is he a real agent? Is he not? Who's he really working for? If he is a fake agent? And we find out tonight that indeed, it was Hermione.
We thought it was Hiram, but it is Hermione.
She is the boss. Oh, as Andre said, which I just love when he said it, because I was just like,
I mean,
it was the crowning achievement moment.
I was scared for Archie. I was like, wait a minute, because I mean, I thought, did they tell Papa Poutine that he was going on a scenic route? And then they told Archie he was going on the scenic route. I was scared.
If I have to write Papa Poutine in my notes one more time and have, you know, spell check, just I'm like, God damn it, Papa Poutine. Like, I can't write this anymore. But
it's so funny to say.
Papa Poutine. And he did not like the poutine last week.
Right.
Which I wasn't here.
Papa couldn't make
it. But, you know, it's not great anyways, guys. I mean, frick. Whoa. I feel like I'm in The Good Place. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yes. Yep. Did you see the finale?
No, I'm just going along. Anyways, I didn't say the F word. I said a different F word. So I'm very proud of myself for those people watching, listening.
Shirt. Sorry.
Oh, so we've seen basically, first in season one, when Hiram's in prison still, that there seemed to be a little bit of some friction between Hermione and Hiram. Mm-hmm. But since he's came back, at least for so far the season, they've been pretty much in lockstep. Mm. This seems like the first time this season that we've seen at least. Not of any kind of friction, but at least some dissension, because at least it's Hermione only meeting Archie by herself.
Right. Yes.
So I'm curious, do you think that that is a beginning of seeing them maybe having separate agendas this season?
Well,
or just that are just a one-off?
Hermione is no, she's no stranger to secrets. We all know that she had a little fling with the daddy, with Archie's dad. Right? And that's why Hiram has that little undercut when he's talking to her, like, oh, well, people don't sleep with other people's wives. You know what I'm saying? So she does have things that she does separately from him. And I think that she's a little sneak.
But I have the chills. Sorry, you guys know my psychic chills.
Oh, sorry.
It's my psychic TV chills. So every time I get the chills when someone says something, I mean, I just think you're right. I think...
She's a sneak,
and I mean, she was so lovely, like, having her here last season, and we really grilled her, and at the time when we spoke to her, you know, I think that she knew where her character was going. Don't you? You were here for...
Yes, I was here. I would think so. I think they'd probably give her that much of a lead on where her character was going.
She's a mob boss. Like, she is literally a mob boss.
She says capo. You're like, oh, I mean,
all
right.
Right, when she says the word capo. And, you know, honestly, it's always the really beautiful ones where you're just like, where did you come from?
They do the hair
flip.
How did
you trick me?
Like, their back is to you, and they do a hair flip.
In slow motion,
yes, of course. And then they're there, and you go, oh, crap. Wow.
I just love the fact that, seriously.
Yes, Kelly.
Because when you said it, I was just like... But if the roles were reversed, like nobody ever wants, if the roles were reversed and Hermione was the one that went to jail and Hiram cheated, like, dude, like.
Hiram didn't cheat.
But I'm saying if the roles were reversed, he would have cheated.
We don't know what he did. He was in jail for
quite
a while.
I think poor Hiram is her little Barbie. I'm sorry, Ken doll.
Ken doll.
He's a house husband.
I love that name.
So, okay, Kyra in the chat says, I feel like Hiram would end up back in jail at the end of the season and Hermione end up smirking at him from outside of his cell.
Oh, my gosh.
Or power switch. She can get in jail and he can be looking at her like, guess who's back on top?
Well, you know, maybe it started with Hiram as far as being the top dog. And then maybe Hermione jumped in and said, you can't do this to me. I'm going to change it and black, you know, blackmail, blackmail, blackmail. Guys, always the secrets to life. Right. But I think maybe roles got reversed. I can't wait because these are some serious, like, cement as far as the past. Like, we have so much to go back to. And there better be a spinoff of the past. I mean, we've talked about this, right? Or there at least a flashback episode.
Right. Give us something.
I would love to see how they were, like, in high school. Like, that's what I'm, like...
Well, I know Robert was saying in that post-show Q&A that they're going to be giving more storylines for the parents towards the tail end of the season as well, too. Because there's certainly a lot of stuff going on that they could definitely carry their own storylines.
Definitely.
So before we get wrapping up there, Cheryl, don't see a lot of her this episode.
How was her archery?
She looked amazing.
Cheryl is interesting because she can be completely snarky and just cold-blooded, but then she can also flip a coin and be very compassionate.
Genuine, right?
Yes. Yeah. And we saw a genuine Cheryl tonight.
Yeah.
I definitely
She's like,
agree.
You know my mother's a harlot.
I love it.
Let me tell you guys what Ma Flanders is. For anyone who didn't know this, I looked it up. She goes, in modern-day Ma Flanders. Ma Flanders is 12 times a whore, 5 times a wife, and one of those times was to her own brother. So,
all right.
She feels good about her mom.
Oh, my God.
Mommy issues somebody?
Because technically, it's like, she's with Hal, that still is, like, dipping it in the company pens. Forgive, like, my wording. But, yeah, like, he's a blossom. Like, can we not forget that he is a blossom? So, basically, you just went from your ex-husband that's now dead to his brother.
Well, it's like cousin to cousin. And, I mean, she is chewing on those strawberries, those red strawberries.
She's a man-eater.
Now, she says it's different with Hal. Yeah. There's no money changing hands.
I love that she called Alice a Gorgon. And for those who do not know what a Gorgon is, it is basically Medusa. It is a woman who's so grotesque that she turns guys to stone by looking to her eyes. And I love the mythology, which is why I love the reference.
Yeah, that is awesome. I didn't know that.
Interesting. Oh, I was on Marvel and Humans. I was on Marvel and Humans after a show, and Gorgon was actually a character that was like a centaur. And
just
so,
stomp those feet, man.
Either way, she just called her a bad name because women don't want to be called centaurs or Medusa. Yeah. So she's a real witch.
Yeah, I'm not a good witch though. Not a good. And I don't know. There's a red theme. I mean, obviously, but the strawberry thing really tipped me off to thinking I am ready for Sabrina.
Oh yes, it's coming.
Sorry,
it's coming.
There's witchcraft going on, and we have talked about the witchcraft or, like, you know,
not paranormal aspect.
Yes, exactly, paranormal aspect. And even though it's going to be on Netflix and all of that, I think that just like the Hermione reveal, we've been talking about it a very long time ago, and it might be a little bit like stagnant right now. But it's going to come back, and I think it's with Cheryl and her mother. It's some kind of magic thing.
Whoa.
I could definitely see Cheryl being, like, the Sabrina bad witch of Riverdale.
Well, I mean, we already have a Sabrina, as we all know.
Friend.
Yes. We've got cast.
Oh, she was me. Damn it, Chad Sinclair. Congrats.
I would like to see Cheryl as a witch or as a other being, because I think she just has that allure to me. Like, she literally pulls me in, hypnotic. Like, I'm hypnotized by the TV. Like, I love you.
Like, no, for real. She is, like, I swear she's a siren.
If there's one
mythical creature I could, like, dub her as, Cheryl is a siren.
No, I don't know. It's more a devil something.
Well, that means a succubus.
Yeah, she's a succubus.
Oh, man. All right.
I don't know.
Well,
all
listen,
right.
I'm on the Supernatural after show.
Before we wrap it up, we should do a few predictions, though.
Yes, of course.
Yes, predictions.
Now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
So, of course, Robert said also in the post-show Q&A that a relationship for Cheryl is on the horizon. So I know we speculated about it before. Possibly Tony. Do we see anything different other than Tony as a possibility?
Chick. What about Chick?
Oh, God, no.
She opens the door and sees those steely blues. It's possible.
Those FPIs.
As long as she hasn't seen them on a webcam, she's still in the dark. She's good.
And then Kevin's going to be like, my boyfriend.
Aw. Is that Chick gay?
I mean, Chick is a wild one. I think he can go either way.
Chick will do whatever.
He's fluid. We'll call him fluid for right now.
I like sexually fluid. I think that's a very nice thing to say.
Well, Sean, I know you said you had had some hot predictions written down. Do you have any that you'd like to share?
I definitely think that Hal is, I think it's going to be Hal against Chick. I think Hal doesn't know what Chick has in store for Hal, and then Chick doesn't know what Hal has in store for Chick. I think they're going to run in for sure, and I think that I will admit, you guys, I saw a little preview of the next episode, mm-hmm. and I was freaking out.
We rewound. I know.
I was like, that's Jughead and Veronica. Anybody has questions?
But not, well, first of all, everybody knows I'm tolerating Bughead, but I'm definitely Team Barchi. But whoa, they were looking, staring into each other's eyes in that hot tub as well. But then Veronica was all up in Jughead's face.
So truth
and dare. And those two haven't really been besties lately anyway. So what's really going on?
I could only see that it finally gets talked out amongst everybody that Betty and Archie kissed. And so that's Veronica and Jughead. Like, then we're going to kiss and then we're all cool, right?
Yeah.
I could see that.
I could see that, but that's a very teenage thing to do.
But then we're going all Romeo and Juliet if they kiss and it sparks. Because, I mean, we saw that meeting.
Do you ever think it would spark between the two of them?
I don't know,
but it'll be interesting to see. Even if it was like a short fling, I think I'd still be happy.
I mean, it would never work out. He'd be like, Veronica, stop talking. She'd be like, why, Jughead? And and then, you know, he would be like, because you said, why, Jughead? And right. then she'd be like, I don't understand. And then he'd go right. And then he'd, you know, go back in Betty's bed. I think, obviously, we see that's going to happen. Here's what I think. This episode for me, it's been three since the new year. This is the third one. It's getting going again. I did not really enjoy the last couple episodes. I mean, I love it because I love the show, but they have not been my favorite. I liked this one, and I see next one. I like themed episodes in a way. It's like, oh, they're going to go here, right. or we're going to sing this, or we're going to do something. So next episode is The Cabin, which is just going to be a huge shit show. I mean, I'm sorry.
Of course.
It's going to be great. There's hot. It's like The Bachelor. I mean, they're going to be in a hot tub.
The Bachelor is
and
my
it's
show.
Only four of them in this cabin.
Yeah. I mean, it's
drama's about to pop.
Yes.
So, AKA, I'm tuned in already. I'm sitting here waiting for it to come on next Wednesday.
And, I'm sorry. It's very sad, but it's not going to be coming on until March 7th or something like
Wait,
that.
Wait, what?
Did you guys not see that part?
See, yeah. I like to ignore negative news.
I thought, wait.
Could be taken off for the Olympics.
It's going to be back till March. Okay.
Gotta stay away from those Olympics, guys.
FYI.
I'm missing Valentine's Day of Riverdale because of the Winter Olympics.
We understand.
That's right.
The Olympics are important.
But I don't care.
There you go. All right. Well, you can also start writing your Riverdale fan fiction. It'd be a great time for you, Shay.
I like reading the Riverdale fan fiction on fanfic.
She's like, I know. I examined it.
Actually, I have my own account. But anyway, I digress. My predictions.
Wait, do you write Riverdale fan fiction?
I do not. I like to read it. I really like to read it. I write like Power Rangers fanfic.
When you said I do not, it almost sounded like a lie, like at the end when Veronica was like, I did not.
Like, seriously, I can pull up my thing right now and show everybody. I will tell you, my name is Bella Rosa 17. Find me. It's a Christina Aguilera picture. I'm not lying. I promise you, you can look it up yourself. I really don't care.
I love it. I love it. But now you got a month to stretch your Riverdale fanfiction fingers there.
That is so. Anyway, my predictions are Chick is going to be crazy. He's going to murder somebody. He might murder Hal.
Yeah.
Or somebody else, just to prove a point, whether it be Polly or somebody...
Penelope. Oh, wait, I'm related. So sorry. I forgot something really important. What? I think that Chick and Polly are secret twins, and they're evil, and that her twins are also going to be evil. I wrote it down earlier. I know that's
O-M-G,
a big bomb
that
to
is
drop.
So good.
Secret twins and evil.
I love it. Listen, I am right so many times. I just got
psychic chills, you guys.
But the only thing is, like, for me, because she got pregnant with Chick when they were in high school. She had Polly after high school. So how would they be twins?
There are so many ways that we can make this work.
That's true.
And, I love the idea of just, I'm just like...
But remember, he cut Hal's picture out, and you know, Polly's still there. He didn't cut her right. out. She's yep. right there on the side. So I think him and Polly have been in cahoots.
I think if Betty was cutting, she would have probably cut Polly out, too. Because yeah. Polly dissed them with the twin situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus magic, guys. Magic. Yeah.
Magic, magic. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're crazy. It's getting late here
right.
tonight.
Okay.
I predict that Shay will basically start writing fan fiction within the next week.
Won't.
That's my prediction. ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of the Riverdale After Show. Please make sure you tweet, message Shay, tell her she's got to start writing that fan fiction. but as always, folks, thanks for joining us. Like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel while you're there. Give it a bunch of thumbs up. Thanks, everybody, for hopping in the chat. And if you're watching after, feel free to comment down below about any thoughts, theory, speculation that you might have for all the twists and turns. But if you want to continue the conversation with any of us, Shauna, where can they find you?
You can find me. I'm Shauna O. You can find me at DShauna O across all social media. I literally respond to almost every comment in the YouTube comments. So let me know how you felt. Tell me everything.
And you? And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. I love you all and all your crazy theories. Not as crazy as mine, but, you know, keep them coming.
Hey guys, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be back today. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. Love Shay Butter on Snapchat and Black Lightning on Wednesdays. Check us out on the hashtag Black Girl Magic.
And your fanfic handle, one more time for everybody?
Oh, Villa Rosa 17, because I was a Twilight fan. There's also there Twilight stories on there, too.
Oh, fantastic. Look for that Christina Aguilera picture there. ladies and gentlemen, you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. We'll be back here on March 7th,
March
guys.
March 7th.
Boom. Oh, my gosh.
March 7th.
Look at all the anticipation. I can't even get it. I'm so excited. The anticipation build. We'll see you back here March 7th with another episode of the Riverdale After Show. Right here on After Buzz TV. We love you.
Bye. Ben Let's get amped, you guys. Let's just get amped.
Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire After Buzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the After Buzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of After Buzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.